Counterspin plays every Thursday morning at 9:30 on KPW 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works Independent Community Radio, and KPW.org. And so what they're talking about is they had on Yanel Shaleen is research fellow for the Middle East at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. We hear from her on this week's Counterspin. So this is the end of her interview on Counterspin, talking about Section 224 of the National Defense Authorization Act, and they want you to write your representative and tell them to block or strip Section 224 of the National Defense Authorization Act. So this is from newpolicy.org. Summary of Section 224 of the Chairman's Mark of the NDAA establishes a new U.S.-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative aimed at accelerating joint research, development, and integration of Israeli origin and jointly developed defense technologies into U.S. military systems and programs of record. It directs the Secretary of Defense to designate an executive to formalize deeper cooperation and integration across emerging and existing domains, including counter-drone systems, missile and air defense, quantum computing, AI and autonomous systems, cyber electronic warfare, direct energy and defense, industrial base co-production, while facilitating pathways from R&D into procurement. This section requires regular reporting to Congress on progress and technology transitions and emphasizes rapid adoption of Israeli defense innovations to strengthen U.S. military capabilities and technological supremacy. As political pressure builds to reduce U.S. military assistance to Israel, Section 224 provides the framework for continuing and expanding U.S.-Israel military ties by entrenching Israeli technology within the U.S. defense supply chain in a way that would shield it from annual appropriations process, that would shield it from the annual appropriations process. The use of must-pass legislation, as the NDAA has a mechanism of integration, speaks to the plummeting popularity of continuing unconditional support to Israel. The original text of this section is derived from where H.R. 7540 and S. 3855, the Israeli Futures Act, which direct the Department of Defense to formalize deeper cooperation and integration.
This right now, if people are intending to vote for a Democrat in the next election, I think making very clear how significant the need for a new U.S. foreign policy, a new approach to the Middle East, one that is not guided by Israel's interests, but is guided by U.S. interests, is critical. One very particular thing that people could do is regarding that effort to sort of shield the U.S. tax dollars going to Israel from public opposition. The National Defense Authorization Act just was dropped, and Section 224 is a section dedicated to trying to sort of move that money from where it ostensibly has legal oversight from the State Department, moving it into the Pentagon. So if people can call a representative and ask them to block or to strip Section 224 from the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. That is a very concrete action that is doable and would be a very significant way to not allow the Israel lobby to have Americans continue to fund Israel's aggression and murder of innocent people in Gaza and around the region, and to make clear that as a country, we do not want our tax dollars funding that.
I'm going to end on that note and thank you very much. We've been speaking with Yanel Shaleen. She's research fellow for the Middle East at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Thank you so much, Yanel Shaleen, for speaking with us this week on Counterspin.
Thank you for having me.
Counterspin plays every Thursday morning at 9:30 on KPW 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works Independent Community Radio, and KPW.org. For KPW News, I'm Curtis Blankenship.